Hello and welcome. My name is Ian DeBay and this is The Good System. In this podcast, I try to build a vision of a good system which we then can work to implement. The podcast is a deep dive on the basis of my blog iandebay.com, where I write about the same topics. In today's episode, I talk about how and where you live has a great impact on how sustainable you are, starting with the building and even more by the surroundings. Especially I want to talk about the old fight city versus country and where it is more sustainable to live. First, we need to define what a city and what countryside is, and if there is anything in between. For me, a city or even town is where many people live and you have everything you need for your daily life, plus culture, science, etc. And a good city would be if all of this is reachable by foot or public transit. Country is where you have few to no neighbors, where everything you need is far away and you need a car to get everywhere. In between are suburbs, which combine the worst of both worlds. They nearly have any infrastructure and too many neighbors. By the way, I never said I wasn't biased. Of course, there are mere differences. Living in the countryside, you may have a bigger house and your own garden. It is quieter and calmer. In the city, you may live in a small apartment and you don't have a garden, only a park nearby. There's always a rush and no downtime. That's all generalization, of course. Cities are different and so is the countryside, which may not be calm at all at 4 in the morning when the farmer next door starts his tractor to spread manure on the field. And you may live in a city and have a garden and nothing happens there past 7 p.m. Have this in mind, listening to this episode. I talk about a general situation. Your living situation will certainly differ from it. And it is about what is better for a good system, for sustainability and society, and how we can make the situation better. Because the topic is so big and conglomerates many more episodes, this will only be an overlook and there will be more episodes to follow. So please subscribe to the podcast if you're interested so you don't miss them. And now, let's talk about infrastructure first. The infrastructure is better in the city. This has one simple reason. Because there are more people on less space. You need less resources per capita, which makes it cheaper and easier to build. This includes the plumbing, streets, energy, transportation, education, shopping, simply everything. In the countryside, you may have to build infrastructure for many kilometers only to reach a few people. That is expensive and not sustainable. Transportation is another big issue. In a city, everything you need is nearby. You can get there in a short time and may not even need a car. Except, of course, you live in North America, where cities are more of asphalt deserts. Everything is so spread out and built for cars that it's practically not feasible to live without one. By the way, if you want to know what I think about cars, listen to my last episode, link in the show notes. In the countryside, you may have some kind of store nearby if you live in a village. But most likely, you must drive everywhere to get what you want or what you need. Since Western countries are dominated by cars, it may be too dangerous to go by bike. And public transportation may not be reliable, if there is any. So, you take the car. The benefit of living in the countryside is you have more space to live and more space around you. You do not need to drive anywhere to be in nature. You have your own garden and can run around naked if you want. But you have to take care of your property. If this is your hobby, it is a plus too. In the city, you may have less space, but you also don't need to take care of a garden. But if your city sucks, you have a long way to go to be in a park or something comparable. There you will not be alone, and you can't run around naked if you want. Well, you can, but you will get problems. And also, there may be too much trash around. But the land usage in the country is much worse than in the city. Many more people live on the same area of sealed soil in the city than in the country. The land use and the energy efficiency of single-family homes are just terrible in comparison to an apartment building. Of course, there are buildings in the city that are bad isolated and have a really bad energy efficiency. And on the other side, you can build great single-family homes that are completely self-sufficient. But in general, apartment buildings are better. I often read in comments that people don't live voluntarily in the countryside, but because it is too expensive in the city. I don't know if this is true or if it is a bogus argument to own an oversized SUV. At first, it seems to be more expensive to live in the city. An apartment is more expensive per square meter than a house in the country. But daily life is cheaper, especially if you don't need a car, but also elsewise. Food is cheaper. Even if you might think that in a country you live directly at the spring of the food industry, because of the greater mass you can sell in cities, you have less transportation cost per kilogram, and you have more competition that ideally lowers the price. In the case of energy, it is a little bit different. You have lower energy costs in an apartment. For once, because it's generally smaller than a house, and because you have less exterior walls where most of the heat and the energy gets lost. Also, the cost of building energy infrastructure is divided up onto more people. But on your own house, you can install solar panels, which are an investment at first, but will start to save you money very soon. Also, you can properly insulate your house, so you don't have much energy loss. Altogether, living in the country is more expensive, or it should be more expensive. But in many countries, politics were enforced which financially support the countryside, which may come historically because farming was so important. Right now, in Western countries, it isn't anymore. But urbanites' taxes still pay for the mansions in the countryside. The social and health infrastructure in the city is also better. You have several doctors you can choose from. There are different social facilities who care about the different peer groups. In the countryside, you most likely have one doctor, if any. The social facility is the local bar, if there is one. And if you're not capable of driving, you most likely don't have any social life. Also, people in the city are more likely to be progressive and open-minded, because in their daily life they have to deal with several different people from different communities. In the country, the society is more homogeneous. The society is more homogeneous. Living here, you may not even know anyone from a different race, nation, or religion even. And what we don't know afraid us. That's why populists are generally spoken more successful in the countryside, because they deliver the fear. On the other side, because of the many different peer groups in the city, it's more likely for clashes to happen. Not everyone in the city is open-minded, and many have prejudices. For introverts, it's also better in the city, because you can be more anonymous than in the country, where everyone knows everyone, and where you may be forced to mingle. In the city, you may have to force people to talk to you. In the fight between city versus country, there is a clear loser. As I already mentioned, the suburbs are the worst. They are the synergy of the worst features of cities and the countryside. You have no infrastructure apart from expensively built streets, roads, canalization, electricity, and so on. But often no school, no kindergarten, no grocery, no public transportation, no medical facilities, no social meeting points like playgrounds, parks, pubs, or church. On the other side, there live relatively many people, spread on a wide area. That's while there may not be any forest or other place for recreation nearby. As for anything else, you have to drive there and waste time in the car. Suburbanites also make living in the city worse, because they have to drive with their mostly oversized car to work, school, or literally anything else in the city. You may feel very lonely amongst many people, and the castle you built may transform into a prison. Once you can't drive a car, you are alone. Everyone is anywhere else, because in your suburb is nothing. And yes, this can also easily happen in the city. Sadly, there are many lonely people, but at least you have the chance to see someone or to get help. But back to city versus country. What is now the better or more sustainable way to live? From my perspective, there's a clear answer: the city. But I totally get it that not everyone wants to live in a city. And therefore, there will always be need for smaller units of settlements, farms, etc. and so on. Because it is only a few people in comparison to now, it doesn't matter that much, even if there is a bigger per capita emission. To reduce the emissions in the countryside, every house should have solar panels or another renewable energy source. If there's more need for energy, small renewable power plants that are run by the people can be built. Energy-intensive industry will always need extra power plants, but they should be nearby the facilities. And transportation of the produced goods should be by train to reduce emissions even more. To reduce emissions in the city, there should also be solar panels on every house. And every possible energy source should be used. The buildings need to be as energy efficient as possible, and that's the same for the countryside. Cars must be limited to the absolute minimum. While it is easy in the city to switch to public transport, cycling or walking, in the countryside it is much more difficult. But maybe car sharing, pool driving or delivery services can help. And if there are fewer cars on the road, bikes can be a good option even in the countryside. And of course, only electric or human-powered vehicles. When there are fewer cars on the street, life becomes automatically more social in the city, because you can be more on the streets and interact more easily with other people. And otherwise, you have everything for social contacts in the city. Maybe it can be a little more accessible for everyone. In the countryside, you have to create places where people can come together. A secular counterpart to a church, for example, which is free to go to and maybe has a pickup service for those who can't drive. One big part of the urban emissions is the transportation of goods. Most of the things you use and buy in the city are made elsewhere. I don't even talk about the products from overseas, for which you have in the city still a smaller CO2 footprint, because the so-called last mile is the one with the most emissions. And per capita you have fewer emissions in the city than in the countryside. There are several things we can do to reduce these emissions. First, transport the goods via train. Second, bring them to a city-wide central warehouse from where they are delivered via one public delivery service. So we have fewer vehicles on the road and can reduce emissions even if we only have electric vehicles. Third, make more things in the city itself. Of course, nobody wants to have heavy industry in the cities. But what about indoor or vertical farming, food factories, textile manufacturers, or whatever you can imagine? Just everything that is possible should be done in the city. And yes, this screams for an episode about globalization. Fourth, just buy less and repair more. Less transportation, fewer resources, fewer emissions, more money. And there we are. The one thing that holds us off the track for a better system: money. And yes, there will be an episode about it. Tax money should only be used to support and enforce sustainable housing. If someone really wants to live in a suburb, he should pay the real price it costs. Nobody wants that. But more about housing, property and money, you guessed it, in another episode. This one here is too long already. and we still are not at the end. Because at the end, I paint you a picture of how I am visioning the good system of cities and countryside. So close your eyes, if you want, and try to imagine with me how we will live in a good system. In our system, there are only cities, towns, and villages. No suburbs, no big random settlements without any infrastructure. Imagine you are a city guy and you choose to live in the biggest unit of our system. You don't have a car. You have a beautiful apartment that is affordable. You don't have a garden, but there are green spaces everywhere. Right in front of your building is a small park where you often meet your neighbors, if you want. If you are an introvert, you can enjoy the trees from an apartment because you can see them from your window. Or you put on your headphones and walk through the big park you can reach per foot. Always the same mistake. Or you take the train to the forest that surrounds the city. You have everything you need for your daily life, plus cultural events, sport, education, and everything you imagine from a city. And each city is connected with high-speed trains, so you can go from Lisbon to Beijing and from Oslo to Cape Town. Yeah, since this is still a fantasy, driving through the Mediterranean Sea is no problem. Inside the city, you can reach everything you require for your daily life by walking in under 50 minutes. For everything else, you take the bike or public transport. If you can't do any of that, there's a specialized pickup service that gets you everywhere and everything you need can be delivered. Towns are the next smaller unit. They also have everything for your daily life, but less cultural and sports activities. Also, there won't be universities or big hospitals like in the cities. But you won't need a car because there's a frequent regional line that brings you to the city fast. If you are a town girl, these units are for you. And in the town, you live in an apartment or a house even. You work in the industrial facility because of which this town exists. There is a school and a doctor. You meet the other townies at the public hall. You have a good job and a good life. If you are a suburbanite, this is for you and it's much better than your current situation. Because you have an active social life there and you don't need a car, you can get old there and still have anything you need. If the town is still too big for you, you can imagine living in the smallest unit, the village. There you have everything for your basic daily needs. There may be only one store, one school, one bar and one doctor, but you have everything. Most likely you are a farmer when you live in the village, or you are the owner of the general store, or you work at the train station. Because in our good system, even the villages have a train connection. A local train line that is scheduled several times a day brings you to the towns and cities. Wherever you live, all the units are mostly energy self-sufficient. There may be some power plants for backup if needed. Your home itself is as energy efficient and sustainable as it can be. You can afford to live wherever you want, because housing is not regulated by the market. You have the best life you can have. This is my vision of a good system. This is what I am working for. What is your vision? Where do you want to live? Let me know. You find all the ways to reach me on my blog, link in the show notes. If you are interested in system change and how a good system could look like, subscribe to my podcast and if you can and want, leave a rating or even a review. This will help me a lot. By the way, this podcast is also available on YouTube. And if you are already watching it on YouTube, subscribe to the channel and activate the bell so you'll get a reminder when a new episode is online. Thank you for listening. Till next time, yours, Ian the Bay.